Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Baby Book, everything you need to know about your baby from birth to age 2. When it comes to raising children, many parents may feel as though they are faced with a difficult problem. From the time children are born to when they've grown up, in order to help them grow and develop, parents spend limitless amounts of energy. Raising children is a skill, requiring parents to master scientific methods and discipline. Many first-time parents don't have the vaguest idea of how to raise children and face many puzzling questions. What do you do when your child cries? How does one avoid ignoring each step of your child's growth when busy with work? How can you create a bond with your child? How can you get the father involved in the process of raising your child? Although we do not advocate raising children only based on books, if new parents do not understand anything, then they may be misled by relatives, neighbors, or so-called parenting experts on TV. They may constantly make mistakes while raising their children, and as they grow up miss some of the best parenting opportunities. Although there are no perfect parents in the world, raising children with a responsible attitude and acquiring knowledge about raising children is beneficial. Today, the book we are going to unlock serves as a training manual for beginner parents. The book presents the most important problems that parents need to be aware of during the process of raising babies aged 0 to 2 years old. It gives some practical suggestions on everything from preparing scientifically for pregnancy, recovering from pregnancy, breastfeeding, and the correct way to give feedback and educate young children. Many common parenting questions are answered in this book, and some might even call it a baby-raising encyclopedia. Since this book was first published in 1993, it's consistently been a bestseller in the US for more than 20 years. Even today, it still ranks among the best-selling books on parenting according to major US bookshops and is referred to by millions of parents as the Baby Bible. What makes it different from other books on parenting is that it offers an approach to parenting which makes children and parents feel happier and helps them build a more intimate bond. If you're being pushed to the point of collapse by a newborn baby, then you should read this book. Along with providing guidance, it will also calm your nerves and regulate your mood. The authors include William Sears, his wife Martha Sears, and their two children Robert Sears and James Sears. William Sears is one of the most famous pediatricians in the United States. He trained at Harvard Medical School's Children's Hospital, has written more than 40 best-selling books on pregnancy, and is a consultant on parenting for many magazines. Over his 40 years working in pediatrics, he has looked after countless children, observed the ways in which thousands of children interact with their parents, documented many effective parenting experiences, and developed his highly influential attachment parenting method. Every year, many parents consult with him about pregnancy, childbirth, baby care, baby feeding, and all kinds of other baby-related problems. Together with his wife, they have raised 8 children, including 2 sons who have worked as pediatricians at the Sears Clinic and have taken part in child care studies. This book gathers their many years of experience and research, including various methods which have been tried and tested by time. Next, we will examine the key points of this book in 3 main parts. Part 1, finding the right parenting style. Part 2, reasonably meeting a baby's nutritional requirements. Part 3, actively focusing on baby's behavioral responses as they grow up. Parenting experts have a lot of experience and exposure to many different parenting methods, but in the end every child is different, so it's very difficult to say which method is the best. William Sears believes that as parents go through the process of adapting to having a baby, they need to find the right parenting method for themselves and the child. Thanks to their many years of work as pediatricians and their experiences raising 8 children, Sears and his wife have developed a method known as attachment parenting. This is widely thought of as a parenting method which allows parents and children to interact in the most comfortable way. Research and practice have proven that memories of early intimate bonds remain with children their whole lives. In early childhood, parents open their hearts to their children and show them that they love them, which can both help them understand and communicate with their children better. Children who grow up with this kind of intimate bond will be better at dealing with setbacks and have better interpersonal skills. The benefits of attachment parenting during early childhood are self-explanatory, but how can parents build intimacy with their child as early as possible? Creating an early bond with your baby usually begins at the time of birth, so having a safe and relaxed birth is ideal for building an intimate bond with your child. If the birth does not go smoothly, for the first few days you may not have enough energy to look after your own health, let alone look after your child. What's more, when it comes to childbirth, the first thing that comes to mind is how painful it is. Is there a delivery method that is painless, safe, and healthy for both the mother and the child? How can we find the ideal way to give birth? The Sears propose a few useful considerations. The first thing to think about is the ideal environment for giving birth. The best choice is a single room in order to offer the mother a relaxed and comfortable space. Furthermore, it is important to choose a professional midwife and a labor coach. During labor, the labor coach can be at the expecting mother's side and offer her mental support. Parents should also consider laying out a birth plan prior to delivery. With the development of technology, there are more and more birthing methods to choose from. A suitable birthing style and birthing position can help relax your muscles and reduce the pain of childbirth. For example, the revolutionary method of water labor is a very natural and effort-saving option. The expecting mother soaks in warm water, which effectively relieves the pain and speeds up the birthing process. What's more, the buoyancy of the water gives a feeling of lightness. It can also support the expecting mother's body and help relax stressed muscles. According to one study, when compared with conventional births, the probability of a cesarean section with a water birth can drop from 25% or 30% to 10%. Many people feel that giving birth is a mother's business, but Sears suggests that fathers should definitely accompany the mothers in an effective way, and that a comfortable environment and medical professionals cannot take the place of the father-to-be. While the expecting mother is experiencing unbearable pain, the father's love and care can also help to effectively soothe the mother's nerves. For example, he can do this by accompanying her through each step, stroking her back, and helping to calculate the frequency of the labor pains. All of this lets the father-to-be express his emotions and helps to relieve the mother's anxiety. The first few weeks to a month after the baby is born is a very sensitive period, and having skin-on-skin contact when holding the baby can help give them a natural feeling of closeness with their mother. This is the best time for the early development of a close bond between mother and baby. Although mothers who have recently given birth will feel tired and sore, it is still important to initiate affectionate face-to-face or eye contact for a few minutes. By looking at them, warmly stroking them, or naturally whispering a few words in baby's ear, a close bond will slowly form from all of these movements and sounds. Research has shown that in addition to stimulating the baby's senses, stroking your baby can also make them feel happy and regulate their breathing more quickly. When the mother meets her baby's eyes, this also gives her an involuntary motherly impulse. Through many years of research, parenting studies have shown that the more babies are held, the better they will behave and develop. Babies who are often held see more things and are more often exposed to the stimulations needed for neurodevelopment. Also, the intimate interaction of hugging can sufficiently promote behavioral regulation, allowing the baby to have better self-control and giving them a stronger feeling of safety. In real life, many parents discover that when compared with babies who are placed in a cradle, babies who are held are more easily satisfied. However, if parents hold their baby for too long, they will feel physically tired and gradually run out of energy. So, is it possible to find a way for parents to feel relaxed while also keeping their baby satisfied? In his book, Sears shares a child-raising method called baby-wearing, where, as the name suggests, parents wear their baby similar to how they would wear a piece of clothing. It involves attaching the baby closely to the mother or father's body with a sling. This method can allow busy parents to do what they need to do while also looking after their child. To ensure safety, parents need to choose a safe and comfortable sling and try out different postures and holding positions. For example, leaning the baby against the father's neck so that they can snuggle against it. This serves the clear function of relaxing the baby. Additionally, there is the kangaroo style of holding where the baby faces outwards. In this way, the parent can at any time breastfeed, do work, go out for a meal, or even go traveling. While the baby is in their mother's arms, they will have a wider line of sight which will help them adapt faster to the outside world. At the same time, because the baby has more communication with their parents, they will cry less, their language skills will be better and they will develop stronger learning skills. Meanwhile, this way of nursing the baby can have a balancing effect on the baby's vestibular system through the mother's movements. The vestibular system described here is located inside the baby's ear and helps the baby stay balanced. Each time they move, the system produces tiny movements that send pulses to the body's muscles and helps them to maintain balance. To put it simply, thanks to baby wearing, parents can hold their baby while doing other things. They won't feel that the baby is stopping them from living their life, but rather giving them a sense of achievement. Over time, the relationship between parent and child will become more harmonious. What's more, when a baby is born, the role of every person in the family changes. For example, some working mothers will find that they not only need to work but also look after the child. Finding a balance between working and raising the child is a problem for working mothers. Due to fears that they won't have time to spend with their children, some mothers simply quit. But many mothers are under a lot of financial pressure and have to work. In this case, what should they do to ensure that their baby grows up healthily? In the book, the seers point out that the key to raising your child is not whether the mother will or won't continue working, but if she keeps a close relationship with the baby. As it turns out, the parent's ability to spend quality time with their baby is more important than how much time they spend with them. Because the baby doesn't require the mother's attention 24 hours a day, a mother's presence is similar to breastfeeding. A mother just needs to meet her baby's needs to the best of her ability. So whether you are a full-time mother or a working professional, the biggest influence on your baby's mental and physical development is whether you can respond positively to your baby. When your baby needs something and sends a signal, as long as you pick up on it quickly and respond correctly, your relationship with your baby will be more and more harmonious. So what kind of companionship is high-quality companionship? The method that working mother Mary mentioned in the book provides a good example. In order to not miss the important periods of her child's growth, Mary decided to reduce her working hours and switch to a suitable amount of part-time work. At the same time, she and her husband carefully chose a loving nanny who could respond to their baby in a timely manner and patiently explained to her the correct way to take care of the baby. When they had free time, the couple tried to keep the baby with them, and to make up for not being able to spend time together during the day, they let the baby sleep next to them at night. As they watched their child grow up, their close relationship with the child was a reward for all their efforts. From this point of view, spending high-quality time together means dedicating yourself to your baby outside of work as much as you can. This includes spending your free time with your child so that they can become a part of your life, and using high-quality love and care to make up for the time you can't be with them. That concludes the first part of Sears' theory of attachment parenting. The main ideas focus on choosing the birthing method and the earliest interactions between parents and their baby. During infancy, parents can keep the baby close by wearing them on their body to give them a sense of safety. For busy working parents who don't have a chance to spend time with their child, spending high-quality time with them outside of work is the key to forming a close bond. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Ist was, Dog? Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Diesmal geht's bei Iswas Dog um das Leben mit einem Angsthund aus dem Tierschutz.
Ich habe mich immer mal wieder, habe ich sie in Ruhe gelassen, aber auch Phasen gehabt, wo ich dann einfach mal gesagt habe, ich setze mich jetzt mal mit 2 Meter Abstand auf die Couch. Und ich glaube, abends war dann tatsächlich auch das erste Mal, wo sie dann zu mir rübergelaufen ist und sich an mich rangelegt hat. War ein total schöner Moment. Da muss ich auch ehrlich sagen, sind mir leicht die Tränen gekommen.
Und dieser Angsthund, von dem mein Gast Lukas mir hier erzählt, ist zufälligerweise die Mutter meines Hundes, Tika.
Ist was, Dog?
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.